Hello, welcome to the Path of the Polyglot. I've been a little bit neglecting... Well, I'm your host, Adam, by the way. I've been neglecting the podcast for the following reason. Yes, last week I recorded about 5 or 6 different episodes of different podcasts. Not this one, unfortunately. No, but I did record it, but the problem was that I recorded it and then I wanted to talk about a very great language app called Bilingua. And basically, Bilingua, what it does is it gives you different texts. I think they have most major languages they have. So they have a short text in English and a short text in the target language. And you can listen to, for example, A Christmas Carol in Spanish. Anyway, it's really good, and I wanted to play that for you on the podcast, but somehow I can't do both things at the same time. I can't record the podcast on the phone and play that app, so I can't do it, but I still recommend the app is what I'm trying desperately to say. Okay, today we're going to be talking about Tamil. Tamil is a Dravidian language, which is predominantly spoken by the Tamil people of India and Sri Lanka, and it's also spoken in the Tamil diaspora. It's the official language of 2 countries, Singapore and Sri Lanka. It also has official status in the Indian state of Tamil Nadu and the Indian Union territory of Puducherry. It is used as one of the languages of education in Malaysia, along with English, Malay, and Mandarin. Outside of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry, Tamil is also spoken in India in Kerala, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and by minorities in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. It's one of the 22 scheduled languages of India. The scheduled languages are kind of like official languages in India, but official regional languages. It was declared a classical language by the government of India in 2004. So classical language just means that it's... that there are writings from ancient times that continue until this day. And speaking of ancient times, there's inscriptions in the language that date back to 500 BC, and these were found on Adicharnalur and also Tamil Brahmi. That's the name of the language. So Tamil spoken by Brahmins. That was found on Saman Na Malai, and it's been described as the only language of contemporary India which is recognizably continuous with a classical past. So basically, think about it like Latin, or even better, Greek, ancient Greek, if people still spoke ancient Greek. And people don't speak ancient Greek, it's kind of completely different. Maybe Latin is a better example, because yeah, clearly there are languages which are related to Latin, but they're not Latin. So like I said, a recorded Tamil literature has been documented for over 2,000 years. And the earliest period of Tamil literature, Sagam literature, dates from 300 BC to AD 300. And this is the oldest literature from Dravidian languages. So basically everything old in India found is the oldest thing found in India generally are written in Tamil. And it was also the first Indian language to be printed, because in 1578, Portuguese Christian missionaries, they published a Tamil prayer book in old Tamil script, and this was called Thambiran Vanakam. So this was the first Indian language to be printed. Okay, so now I'm going to play a song in Tamil for you. Hold on one moment. So you have a nice little Tamil song that's called Melody. If you type in Tamil music, that's the first thing that comes up on YouTube at the moment. So I don't know who exactly sang it, but you can find it on YouTube, and I recommend it. It's kind of crazy that, you know, people were writing that language 2,000 years ago, and more or less is still the same thing today. Pretty amazing. Of course, it's not the same thing. Because languages change and all that, but still, it's a bit of the same. Yeah, anyway, if you want to share your linguistic adventures with me, you can contact me on the Facebook page, The Path of the Polyglot. Click like and leave your message. I don't really have anything to tell you about my language learning, just I kind of got bored by sticking to two languages on Memrise, so I was trying to do the past couple of days all of them that I have there, and it's almost 100, so it takes just too long every day. So, if you're wondering if learning 100 languages every day is time-consuming, yes, that's the answer to that. You can also contact me on Twitter at Adam Todd Leverton if you want to advertise you can do so by clicking the link in the show notes. Also, if you want to support the podcast by going to patreon.com/leverton, you can do so as well. Thank you very much, and goodbye.